Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg. A lot going on. You last week wrote about the kind of the really tough decisions to make drafting a top quarterback and how rarely it still pans out, basically. What do you think of the Commanders' decisions and just how crazy the quarterback market was in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, look, quarterbacks are such a premium position. I think you have to take your shots while they're available. And I know Atlanta gets a lot of flack for their drafting. I know there were a lot of reaches for quarterbacks in the first round. But, you know, again, if you believe that your team is going to improve, then you're not expecting to pick that high. You know, you have to you have to make a play there. And I firmly believe that hitting on a quarterback early in the draft is worth the risk because of all the rewards you get, as opposed to punting on that decision for later. I mean, you know, even if they're average performer, they're going to be at below market cost because of the entry-level contract. You have that 50-year option. I mean, there's a lot of good that comes out of it. And, you know, what we found is that no one can game the draft, right? Like, no one's any better at drafting players than anybody else. So you have to, you know, volume becomes more important. And, you know, specifically like with Atlanta or having a veteran quarterback coming off an injury, you know, football is a violent sport. I mean, people get injured in plays. They get injured away from plays. I mean, like, you know, anything can happen. We saw Aaron Rodgers get injured on, what, the fourth play of the season. And so much optimism was tied to that, you know, to be able to have a plan B. I don't think it's the worst idea in the world.
So, when they drafted Penix, I had no issue with it. Everyone seems to, because I think we pamper and baby quarterbacks. But Atlanta, like you said, they won't be drafting. They don't expect to draft as that high again. This probably is one of the better moves they could have made.
Yeah, I mean, the only concern I have is the age, right? Like, I mean, you know, as you get older, everyone knows you get slower. You know, there aren't many, you know, cases of quarterbacks, you know, debuting at 27 years old and having illustrious careers. But again, I mean, you know, you presumably have your guy for 2 years and you take a shot. And, you know, if it works out, great. I mean, like, what are you going to be paying a backup quarterback? What are you going to be paying, you know, someone to come in and fill in if something happens to Kirk Cousins. You have an out in that contract. I mean, there's so many variables that go on. I really take issue with anybody saying a move is good or bad, because we're not going to know until 5 years from now, right? Yeah. Like, we won't know until the option's picked up. We won't know until we see what Kirk Cousins does. I mean, like, no one knows anything right now. We can talk about the class from, like, 2018, 2019, but to say that we can grade a draft right now before anyone even takes the field, I think is a little bit silly.
I mean, I think there's not a lot of information to tell you that a quarterback at 27 can be good, but there's a ton of information to tell you that quarterbacks at 20 to 22 can be awful.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely right. You know, you're absolutely right.
Maybe they found something here.
Yeah. But to your point, we're not going to know any of it either. I generally think sports, but the NFL in particular, is so guarded by this, like, cult of conventional wisdom that sometimes bucking it is smart. Now
it's like you're doing your bets.
Yeah.
And we've seen that, like, in fourth down decisions, right? I mean, like, there's been no breakthrough analytically, I think, bigger in recent memory in the NFL in terms of, you know, seeing more teams go for it on fourth down. And that took a long time for the data to filter its way down to the coaching level.
Well, dude, there's two things I want to get to, but now you've got me off kilter. You had a really interesting comment, I think I saw, like, a couple of weeks ago about, you know, some would say that the Commanders, by taking Daniels over Drake May, skewed the analytical bend there, right? Because Daniels is more the eye test, and there are analytics that would support May's candidacy for the number two pick. Frankly, I think there's a separation, though, between Pro Football Focus, which is ultimately speculative. It's ultimately judgment, right? Like, it's not
subjective,
necessarily numbers-driven.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's subjective. And versus analytics are down in distance and down 14 going for two. Like, I feel like I saw you talking about kind of the differences that people call things analytically based when they're still subjective.
Yeah, Grant had said, Grant Paulson, who does the show after you,
sure,
was talking about how he doesn't think, like, these decisions were analytically driven, and I wasn't surprised that they weren't, because, again, I mean, you know, you need scouts out there to look at players. You need experience to draw from. You know, you can use analytics in different ways and say, well, how is he on, you know, short passes or long passes? But then you're also cutting down the sample size, which is going to introduce, you know, variance, luck, and all these other factors, all this noise that we really can't control for. But that's really not where, like, I see analytics having a big impact in football. I see it, like you said, mostly on should we go for four, like, should we go for two on fourth down? Like, should we, you know, what's our run-pass ratio? What should it be? I mean, like, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, with so many new people in the organization, you know, they don't know how to work together yet, right? I mean, like, they're familiar with each other, but whenever you have so many people in so many new roles from the top of the organization and the owner down to the draft pick that's coming in, you know, you can't possibly integrate analytics effectively in a couple months. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I think that this organization is going to be fine. There's no reason to think that the organization is not going to get as much information as possible from the quants, from the scouts, from, you know, people outside the NFL, inside the NFL. Just let them do their thing. Let's, you know, again, I mean, there's such a rush to judgment. You know, let's just see what happens, and there'll be plenty of time to pick apart every decision because we have 7 days in between every game. So we'll have plenty of time.
Whether it's analytically driven or, you know, when you go with your thought process, whatever it is, none of them are guaranteed 100%.
Of course not.
So to say it wasn't analytically driven is like saying that that's the end-all, be-all.
It ain't the end-all, be-all.
But isn't there also a separation between subjective stuff like PFF and analytics? Like, Eugene Shen is crunching numbers in a fashion that isn't based on subjective grading of O-line play, right?
No, but you can certainly use it. I mean, like, sure, you know, it's just information.
Yeah.
Like, you want to know, look, I wrote an article about this a long time ago. I can't remember the quarterback, but, like, Pro Football Focus had him ranked, like, 30th, and ESPN's QBR had him, like, 5th. So you had a subjective and an objective method at completely opposite ends of the spectrum. And we did a story on that to try to figure out, okay, why is that? And obviously ESPN's QBR rating is numerically driven, doesn't really care PFF is more process-driven. Like, does he make the read and make the throw, and then whatever happens after that, you know, is less of the QB's fault than perhaps the numbers would ding him for. You know, you need everything. And like B-Mitch said, like, nothing's 100%. I was in for an interview for an analytical position with an NHL team. They told me if I wasn't 100% correct, they weren't interested. I told them if I was 100% correct, I wouldn't be here. I'd be on some island sipping Mai Tais making bets.
There you go.
So,
did you get
that
job?
I mean, it's just, you got to have everything. Nothing is infallible. Nothing.
I totally agree. They're all tools in a toolkit. I wanted to get to something you wrote, I believe, this week. Post-draft, I saw this from Post Sports. The best NFL futures to bet right now, including a Jets Super Bowl. Talk to me, Greenberg. Huh? Let's get rich.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Jets are going to improve this year, right? I mean, they're going to get Aaron Rodgers back. There's some analytical stuff out there that grades rosters, and they have the second most talented roster in the NFL by that measure. I think they had a pretty solid draft and added a lot of addressed a lot of issues, including an offensive tackle in the first round. You know, they got some wideouts and running backs. You know, the defense should be good. They were good last year. And they have one of the easiest schedules. So, you know, looking at it from that perspective, the where I think the chances are for the Jets to win the AFC, the odds don't agree in my favor. So I think plus 1,400 for the Jets to win the AFC is a pretty decent deal.
Greenberg, I mean this sincerely. Maybe you didn't get that job with the NHL team, but you are, sir, the official analytics expert of the B. Mitchell Finley program.
I appreciate that. I'm going to have a business card made up.
You should. I mean, this is the real deal.
Salary comes with it, though.
That's
all right. You know I love you guys.
It's all just prestige, no cash.
I'll take it. I love attention dollars.
Thanks, buddy. Dude, we should get Greenberg to start zooming in for the stream. I think we could do that. Thanks, buddy.
All right, talk to you soon.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.